Wavesound Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of Mr. Smith to You by Kerry Taylor. Narrated by Anna Fruby.
Prologue.
There was no reason to set the alarm these days. It was habit, muscle memory, that made Bill Smith reach for the small, leather-bound travel clock on the nightstand. Set for 4 a.m., and wound 5 times, its face was always turned away from the bed, even though the luminous paint on its hands and numbers had dulled considerably. The horses were long gone, but Bill continued to get up pre-dawn while the misty blanket still covered the valley, and the birds of night and day changed shift. He kept a trainer's watch in his vest pocket, pulling it out each night to check that it was also working, before securing it back where it belonged. Both Bill and his timekeeping companions were still ticking, but tonight he felt a little like he was winding down. There was no one to tend to him the way he tended to the things he cared about, and now there was little to care about. "What's the point?" he thought. "No more horses, no dog to listen to his musings and opinions about the world without argument." Tonight, Bill Smith sighed deeply, with the weight of all his 76 years. He bent down to take off his shoes, knocking his head on the corner of the nightstand and sending the clock tumbling to the floor. Bill followed. Wedged between the bed and the window, he was unable to move.
"Bugger," Bill said, as he considered his predicament. "Wouldn't that rot your socks?"
And then the world went dark. Part 1. Far North Queensland, 1978. The horses were long gone. Chapter 1. Bill Smith's life felt like one long fight. He had been in this position before. He hadn't let them win then, and he wasn't going to let them win now. His liver-spotted hands gripped the top of his pants, and, body contorting and legs flailing, Bill struggled to fight off his assailant.
"Bugger off! Bugger off the lot of you!"
Nurse Maureen Bannon looked around, wondering who the lot of you were, given that she was alone. She stepped back from the patient's bedside as if to signal her surrender, her hands held out open-palmed in a battlefield show.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?